Starting 8-3, I'm Melissa Montana. I have the pleasure of talking with someone I've had the pleasure of talking with in the past many times. You know her music, Blessings is the big song, and you know she's a writer, she's a worship leader, a mom, a wife, and an incredible woman, Laura Story. Laura, you're walking in your neighborhood. How are you?
I am. I'm walking in my neighborhood. It's the only quiet place where I'm away from the insanity that is our house right now. You know, six of us being closed in to a home for over 3 weeks now. It's quite interesting.
My word, I feel for you. I can't even imagine that many, that close space, that long. Tell me then, even though you're dealing with it, help a parent out that has several kids at home right where you are. How are you getting through this, sister?
Oh, you're sweet. I say it's been crazy, but there have been some really sweet things about it. It's been nice not having all of the chaos of activities that we normally do.
Yes.
We're eating more meals together. We are having more family walks together. It's just been a really sweet time, honestly. I'll tell you, one thing that I've been really just wanting to be really conscious about is when all this is over, will I have stewarded this well or not?
Yes.
I think about the fact that any event like this, our kids, they process it based on how we treated it. Like, they'll remember it based on how we kind of stewarded it.
Yes.
Meaning, they could remember this as a time that mommy was really anxious and stressed out.
Amen.
Or they can remember it as a time that our family made huge investments of time, you know, towards each other. Or even, like, we are already learning how to communicate better, how to show grace to each other. Because, honestly, we're around each other more, so there's bound to be more conflict.
Oh, yeah.
And even with my husband and I, and us resolving conflict well in front of our kids, because, yeah, we're all going to get on each other's nerves, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It gives us an opportunity to show grace to each other and to teach our kids about what it looks like to really do life together.
I think that's all so beautiful to bring that up. And I've heard a couple of times people mentioning that, kind of brought it to my attention. I'm a single mom and my daughter's in college, so she's home and she's 21. And she had said when this kind of all started falling out.
Wow. I bet that's a whole other dynamic.
Well, it is, but it's wonderful for me because she's a young lady and I'm able to communicate with her and say those things. But her perspective changed mine a little bit when she said, Mom, someday I'm going to have children and they're going to talk to me about what this was like when we went through this. And I thought, yes, that's exactly right. And what you said, Laura, is like, how do we want to look back on this time in our life? Will we want people to say, hey, we handled that well. We united together. Or we griped and complained the whole time.
Yeah. One of the big things that I've been noticing about how I've reacted to all of this is my initial reaction was just so self-focused. I was so concerned with how this was constricting my ability to make plans, or this was changing my schedule. My reaction was more about how inconvenienced I've been by this, rather than truly lamenting the brokenness of our world. You know, because this really, when you think about the effects of sin and how it's marred creation, it's in the form of widespread disease. It's in the form of just damage done, global damage. And that's kind of, for us to take that time to lament the effects of sin is a good thing. It's a good thing for our hearts. It's a good thing for our kids to see. And hopefully it will make us long a little bit more for heaven.
Amen. It does. Definitely makes me feel that way. And I know for you, the same thing. So what's your last word of encouragement to a mom or a parent or someone that's just struggling with it? What's your final word for them?
Well, I'd say one thing, I talk to a lot of people who, you know, due to the social distancing and all of this, they're feeling very lonely. They're feeling very disconnected. And even though you may feel lonely, you are not alone.
Yes.
Obviously, God is with you. But, you know, the church isn't something we just go to where we're together.
Come on.
We are the church.
Yes, we are.
We are one unit that loves each other, serves each other, prays for each other. So even though you may feel disconnected, don't let the evil one tell you that lie. You are connected by the blood of Christ. Like I think about with Easter, that's the very essence of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross to bind us together with God and with each other.
Yes.
You may not feel valuable, but you are of infinite value. He gave his life for you. And you may not feel connected, but you are. The body of Christ is still alive and well.
That's the way to end this. That's so perfect. I wish I had an hour with you. I always feel that way. You're so adorable.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Well, I love hearing about what you guys are doing. You are blessing so many people during this time.
It's a wonderful thing, and we're honored because this is where Christian radio gets to shine. This is what we're called to do, like go into the battle and offer hope of Jesus and know that we're going to get through this. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for you. We love you and appreciate you. I'm praying for you also. We will get through this.
Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate it, girl.
Love you.
You too.